Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan Summers! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is madness. It is a soap opera. The New York Jets. And it's a good evening to you and IUB at 6:31 and 51 seconds to go right along with it on a Tuesday evening on your fan. New York City, Steve Summers here, you there, Tom Lugauer, Paulie Rosenberg. They're on the other side of the glass in the 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number for a 3.5 hour Tuesday schmooze right up until Chris Moore. Chris coming your way at 10 on your fan. New York City.
The very day I hit the town, I walked right into a smoldering drama. Perhaps if I had moved on, it wouldn't have ended as it did. Things would have gone differently for a lot of people.
We came together as a team and just talked about that this is the time that we have to stay together and fight the hardest, and this isn't the time to point fingers.
Here, behind the grim walls and bristling battlements, live the men of our story. You would call it a prison, but to those who know, it is one big human bomb ready to explode.
Leonard's done everything that we've asked him to do. He's worked hard. He's done a great job in practice. He's fought as hard as anybody to, you know, every game, so... I mean, really, that's all I can say about that whole situation.
Here are the conflicts and hates, the desires and dreams of men who chose to live by brute force.
Today was a great stepping stone for us as an entire offense.
Caught on the sideline by Bell, breaks a tackle, 25 down the sideline, the 20, the 15, the 10. Oh, then the ball was taken away.
Ruthless ruler of the mob inside.
We're here to coach the players that we have. I look at it as our job is to go out there and try to win games, and the front office is doing everything they can to put us in good positions.
He's always had to run away all his life, even as a child when he was beaten for things he didn't do.
70 yards, and Jacksonville back in front.
But he won't come back because of you.
I'm not going to run from anybody. I never have, never will. But at the end of the day, man, you know, we got to keep our faith.
Like the book says, we always get what's coming to us.
We're in a position where we need to focus on winning the game.
A lot of people are going to be awful sorry they shoved me around.
Obviously, I haven't found the formula yet to make us anything close to consistent.
And please, if there is a God in heaven, help me understand. How do you explain? What can you say? They are the New York Jets, and they make no one happy. About the only thing anybody has on the Jets is what was a long time ago and nothing but madness, dysfunction, malfunction at the junction from bad to worse since. No rhyme, no reason, no plan, no vision, no direction, madness. If you're a Jets fan and you turn your clocks back next weekend, turn them back to 1969 when being a Jets fan didn't define confusion, illusion, and delusion. There are those who watch what happened. There are those who make it happen. And with the New York Jets, what the hell happened? Make no mistake, at season's end, when the misery, when the disappointment, when the frustration, when the losing is finally over, Joe Douglas will lose Jamal Adams and Le'Veon Bell, and he'll try to turn them into offensive linemen and defenders who can harass quarterbacks. Right now, nobody is seeing any ghosts, but we see and will continue to see and watch dead men walking through the rest of the season. Unfortunately, the Jets couldn't or wouldn't trade Adam Gase for a coach today. A coach you would like to think with a vision or a plan or a clue with what to do, especially with adjustments. And why does Adam Gase have issues with adjustments? One, he either doesn't understand or recognize adjustments need to be made or what to do if he does. You would like to fire the man who hired Gase, but Gase already did that. Would the man Gase hired ever fire him? When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. The quarterback whisperer, he needs to speak up and define himself as a leader who can teach, mentor, educate, and develop his quarterback. So how's that working out? Right now, progression has turned to regression, turning to depression, and we have a coach who can find a winning way for a running back who has been and can be a weapon. Teams called about Bell today. No deal. America's team and the Ravens, from what we read earlier this afternoon, wanted Adams, but both teams said no to the Jets because of what they were asking. Probably two number ones for starters, you're guessing. And then from Jamal Adams himself on Twitter. Now try to follow the football bouncing all over the landscape. This is from Jamal Adams on Twitter. Any reports of me asking to be traded from the New York Jets, completely false. At the end of the week, last week, I sat down with the GM and Coach Gase and told them I want to be here in New York. I was told yesterday by my agent that the GM then went behind my back and shopped me around to teams, even after I asked him to keep me here. Crazy business. End of tweet. Joe Douglas from this afternoon said, wait just a moment. We're not shopping him. This is simply miscommunication. Douglas, talking to beat reporters this afternoon, said they were not shopping the players who were reported today, Adams and Bell, but said they listened. Douglas said there is no fire sale. Douglas also said he talked to Robbie Anderson and Le'Veon Bell after the deadline, has not talked to Jamal Adams yet. Douglas went on to say, we're 1-6. Obviously not where we want to be. We have a lot of work to do. Douglas said Jamal Adams is absolutely part of the long-term plan here. Joe Douglas says that they did field questions from teams interested in Le'Veon Bell. Bell was not an untouchable player. Joe Douglas said Sam Darnold is untouchable. Jane Slater at Slater NFL, she reported, she tweeted, the Cowboys tried, per source, they offered a first and a third-day pick, meaning, obviously, a fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh-round player or pick. And Ian Rappaport, he reports, the Cowboys engaged in talks with the Jets on Jamal Adams, and the Jets was only willing to part with Adams for a first-rounder and two second-rounders, per me. And at Slater NFL. That is a lot and shows Adams' value, concludes Ian Rappaport with his tweet. So Douglas says no. Jamal Adams says yes. Ian Rappaport is talking about what the Cowboys and the Jets were talking about. Again, that the Jets were only willing to part with Adams for a first rounder and 2 second rounders. And Jane Slater is reporting a first rounder and a third day pick, someone from the later rounds. And Mr. Douglas is talking about, no, they were not shopped. Now, again, you can call and talk to Douglas, but he was willing to deal Adams for a first for a first rounder and 2 second rounders. So the bottom line is, and now Adams is Jamal Adams is saying, of course, that his agent told him they were being shopped. Who do you believe? Who do you trust? But I think it is safe to say that at the end of this season, both Adams and Bell will be gone. 1-877-337-666. It is the left hand and the right hand are not on the same page. The left hand may not be knowing what the right hand is doing. The right hand may not be knowing what the left hand is doing. Who do you believe? Who do you trust? It is that kind of business.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.